Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett bunts towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sasaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Boone reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Stillwell moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Stillwell moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3 to nothing, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Burks reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boone is one for one in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boggs. Boone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett throws to second for 1, and Stillwell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Greenwell moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boone bunts into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to second with Reed covering, to double up Boone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Reed moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Reed moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Royals. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Tom Gordon now pitching. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Eisen right now playing center field. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. 1 out. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasky is 0 for 3 in the game. Sasky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sasky moves to second. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Sam Horn pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sasky scores. Reed moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Horn moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. Horn tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burks for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sasky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Eisenreich moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Burks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burks. Stillwell scores. Eisenreich scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to second. It's Red Sox, 8, Royals, 8. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabler bunts for an out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Tabler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.